At 6:06, we have a few clouds this morning. 72 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a high today of 86. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. The sale of properties delinquent in taxes is underway in Tulsa County.
137, 174, 178.
Tulsa County Treasurer Dennis Simler is presiding over the sale of properties on which taxes have not been paid. Some people at the auction are hoping for a bargain.
I'm down here trying to steal a piece of property, basically.
Hoping to get a good deal.
Hoping to get a good deal.
Many are landlords hoping to add to rentals or fix up properties for sale. Some 500 lots with unpaid taxes are up for auction. The sale will run this week until all properties are sold. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Vision 2025, the next generation, could be on the ballot this fall. The proposal seems to be gaining strength as a way to fund airport infrastructure improvements. The tax, which funded many projects, including the BOK Center, could be extended with voter approval and could be on the November ballot. The bridge funding bill passed by Oklahoma lawmakers will offer little help with the replacement of deficient bridges in Tulsa County. Chief County Engineer Tom Raines says the measure is aimed mostly at bridges on state highways.
They are allocating additional dollars to the counties, but the way it's administered, it's going to take a while to get to all the county bridges.
Raines says the money will come in a little at a time over the next few years, and the dollars will be prioritized to fix the worst bridges in a dozen area counties, not just Tulsa County. The part of the downtown stadium assessment used to pay for services is being proposed to increase. That has officials on the jail board protesting. They say the jail receives no benefits from the fee, and it would cost the jail an extra $1,100 per year. Well, big hiccups remain on the Broken Arrow Expressway inbound this morning. The bridge repair work at Pittsburgh means even fewer lanes now.
On the westbound side, we narrowed traffic to one open lane between Yale and Harvard. We're doing this so that we can safely begin the last removal of the old bridge deck and begin building the last portion of the new bridge deck.
ODOT's Kenna Mitchell says outbound lanes will narrow to one lane on the bridge in just a few weeks. The number of registered Republicans and independents continues to grow in Oklahoma. Figures released by the Oklahoma State Election Board show 46% of registered voters in the state are Democrats, 42% are Republicans, and 12% are independents. The Oklahoma Department of Human Services says it will have funding to help low-income residents pay summer cooling bills. The agency has $22 million for the project.
Which sounds like a lot of money, but once you get to allocating it out to the folks who really need it, it's not a lot of money. Last year, we had roughly the same amount. It was gone in 3 days.
The DHS's Mark Butler says that they will be taking applications starting July 9th. Eligibility is based on the size and the monthly income of the household. More churning in the Claremore city government. The city manager has announced his resignation. Daryl Golbeck will stay on until Claremore finds a permanent replacement. He wants to return to his old post as Public Works Director. In sports this morning, the Oklahoma City Thunder prepares to host the Miami Heat in Game 1 of the NBA Finals tonight in Oklahoma City. Our weather forecast, sunny with a high today of 86, tonight a 20% chance of rain. Down to 65 for an overnight low, and tomorrow still a chance of rain at a high of 85. National Weather Service radar showing rain showers shifting well off to the east of the Tulsa area now. It is mostly clear, a few clouds in 72. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.